Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to hang out with you and be able to talk to you about our small businesses, yours and mine, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to a longtime member of our Brain Trust, Dr. Ivan Meisner, the founder and chairman of BNI, Business Network International, the world's guru on networking. If it's about networking and Ivan doesn't know it, you don't need to know about it. He's the guy, and he's been a member of our Brain Trust since 1999. He's the co-author. He's the author of many books, but his new book he co-authored with Hazel Walker and Frank DeRaffel, and the book is called Business Networking and Sex, Not What You Think. Ivan, welcome back.
Thanks. It's always great to be on your show, Jim.
Good to have you back. Hey, Ivan, as you know, back in 98, before I met you, I started telling my audience the three things that they were going to have to get good at in the 21st century was leveraging technology, building strategic alliances, and networking. So since obviously if I said it, it must be right, here we are.
It certainly is right.
Yeah. I mean, duh, right? So, I mean, here we are 14 years later, Ivan, and you guys did some research. You polled something under a million people around the galaxy about how they feel about networking. How are people feeling these days about how comfortable are people with networking?
Well, one of the questions we asked is, have you achieved any success through your networking? And we had 91.4% of the respondents, and it was 12,000 people. Every populated continent in the world was surveyed, business people, entrepreneurs. 12,000, 91.4% said, yes, networking contributes to my success.
Hmm.
Now, when have you ever seen 91% of any group of people agree to anything ever?
Not exactly.
So it's really quite amazing how many people think that networking is really important. And, of course, we've talked about this on the show before. We still don't teach this in colleges and universities, which is crazy to me. But when so many people say it's really important to their success, yeah. Professors don't get it.
So does that tell you that they're comfortable with it?
That's a great question. We talked
because you know, you might say, well, of course it does. Well, maybe not.
Well, actually, it does. People are very comfortable networking. One of the questions that we asked I am uncomfortable networking, and then we gave them choices: never, almost never, sometimes, always, most of the time. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So we were a little surprised at just how comfortable people said they were networking, because 88% of both men and women said, and the book is about it's business networking and sex. It's about the difference between gender.
The gender.
However,
it's
a difference about between men and women. But this particular question isn't key because of the gender. It's key because of the result, and we think the result is flawed. And here, when they said never or almost never, 88% said never or almost never. So most people are not uncomfortable. Only 5% said they were uncomfortable most of the time or always. We thought that was an odd result. Frank and Hazel and I, you know, we've been running. They run BNI in New York and Indianapolis, and of course I started BNI. So we have a lot of experience watching people, and they're not that good. Okay, they're not doing that well.
Do you think people overestimate their ability in networking? Is that what you're thinking?
That's exactly what we were thinking. And so we did a down and dirty survey, something real quick with only about 500 respondents, because we thought that result seemed inflated. But we flipped the question. See, the way you ask a question is really important. So instead of saying, I am uncomfortable, never, always,
right?
We said, do you think the average person is uncomfortable networking with the opposite sex? And that is, now we're saying, what's your experience with other people? Well, there it's a completely different picture. Instead of 88% for never or almost never, it was 48%. So half the number of people. Instead of 5% for always or most of the time, it was 20%, 5 times more. Now, what does this mean?
So to paraphrase, a famous book from the past, I'm okay, but you're not.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. People are walking around, you know, thinking, okay, how am I at networking? I'm good.
I'm bad. I'm too sexy for networking.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing. You don't know what you're doing, but I know what I'm doing. And so what's the irony here is that most people think they're really good at this, when in fact, they're probably not so good, because most people, and even people recognize that other people aren't that good. So here's the bottom line, is we're not giving the impression that we think we're giving when we're out there networking.
Right. Very interesting. We're going to dwell on this a little bit more, folks. Networking, you heard what I said, folks, 14 years ago, one of the three legs of the stool for the future in 21st century, technology, strategic alliances, and networking. 20 Till, right back with Ivan Meisner. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.